Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Just one and I felt so hard.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're here, too. I'm glad Bill Eschinger is with us, too, because he's got some things I want to tell us about his company and his industry. He's the president of Opperman Lee Travel out of Midland, Michigan. Bill, welcome to the show.
Good, Jim. Thank you very much. It's really a lot of fun being out here with you.
Well, it's good to be with you, too. Thank you for inviting me, you guys, for inviting me to come out and spend some time with you. Bill, one of the things that we talked about earlier this week was how your industry, the travel service business, travel service industry, has changed over the last 10 years or so. Your revenue model was turned upside down over a period of about 5 years, about 10 years ago, and you guys really had to completely rethink the way you do business, didn't you?
Everything changed. Actually, it went back probably a little further than that, Jim. A little bit about my background. I started in travel management back in 1980. With a company called Thomas Cook that's now happens to be part of American Express.
Mm-hmm.
My job was convincing corporations to consolidate all their travel with my company.
Uh-huh.
Because we were a travel management company.
Outsourced the travel aspect, so you guys took care of it all.
Actually, we took everything, car, hotel, rental car, anything to get whoever it was traveling to where they had to go and get them back home safely.
Mm-hmm.
And our model started changing back in the middle 80s. What happened was that we generally went to what they call fee-based pricing. And that's where, up until that time, the customer didn't pay us we did everything for free, and that came back to haunt us.
Exactly.
But you
programmed your customers to think it was not worth anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was the thinking that they had, although, we tried to convince them that we were great at managing their travel.
But you got paid from the vendors.
The vendors.
That provided the services.
Absolutely.
To the customer.
I mean, that's where our revenue stream was.
The airlines, the cruise ships, et cetera.
Everybody. Our vendors paid us for everything. Customer didn't have to pay for a thing.
Right.
It kind of started back in the middle 80s, I think it was about the time I recall, where when we started going to fee-based pricing, and that was strictly on the corporate travel side. That was not the leisure side.
Right.
So what was happening was the airlines was paying a travel management company a commission, and then at that time we were taking part of that and rebating it back to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, which was a great model, except our vendors didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
What they found out was the money was going back to them. They said, well, why funnel that money then and let it go back to the customer? We need to start thinking about cutting out some of these commissions here. But they didn't start then. But I think a lot of good, smart management people recognized at that time you need to start changing that model.
Right.
So the corporate travel did start doing that. So what they were doing was basically they'd tell the customer, you being my customer, all the commissions that I receive, I'm going to give them all to you. That's your money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pay me a fee for whatever services I perform
right.
for you. So that's what fee-based pricing
mm-hmm.
really was. So that really started changing our side of the model, which was strictly on the corporate travel side.
But it didn't happen on the retail side for a long time, did it?
No, not until about the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
That's when all that started to transition
right.
into that, and that's when the whole model really changed for
that
us.
That was when the weeping and wailing started with the retail
and
customer.
And gnashing of teeth.
Yeah.
You never heard such screaming and carrying on. And it was tough. I mean, our customer is used to, they don't pay us for anything. Oh, they come in and we provide all the services, and they go away and have a great time.
Mm-hmm. But you were like an inalienable right, weren't you?
You absolutely. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, you were like a constitutional. As part of you, aren't you part of the Constitution? You're supposed to provide me with these services.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
And that was the thinking. So, about 95 mm-hmm. is when the first cuts happened to come. We don't even talk about who started it because
right.
Basically didn't make any difference because they're all gone.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and when that happened, of course, part of our revenue stream starts drying up
right
quick.
And it happened quick, too.
It did. I mean, over a
shocking.
And over a period, and I don't recall the number of years, but within 5 years,
yeah.
The model went from, let's say, a 10% commission from an airline to zero.
Right.
So,
it went from 10% commission, then they cut it to in half, and then they said, okay, it's $25, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it kind of went through that transition.
Mm-hmm.
So, And here we are. I mean, nothing changed as far as our expenses because we still have bricks
to be ordered.
We got payroll. I got lights to pay for, right. And you know everything. So now, where's the revenue come from? Well, fortunately, some of us, at least I think some of us, got a little bit ahead of the curve on that because we could see it coming.
Right.
I mean, if you didn't see this coming, you evidently weren't reading the trades and you weren't paying a lot of attention to your business. And so a few of us kind of got a little bit ahead of the curve. And we knew that the airlines were going to do something, and it was not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So what we decided to do was we had to start educating our customer,
mm-hmm.
and educating them to the point where we had to start putting fees on some of our services.
Right.
And it didn't make any difference what the fee was, I mean, whether it made up for the upcoming loss of revenue.
The money was important, but it was getting that instilled into the customer's mind, wasn't it?
That's what it had to be. And we thought, well, the customer was going to be the hardest sell on this thing, and it wasn't. The hardest sell was our own people.
Wow.
And
your people, the culture in your company had subscribed to the old way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it was hard to break out of that.
Yeah, it was hard to break out of that mold.
Did
and
you
now,
lose some people who couldn't make the change?
There were some people that said, look, this is not the way I'm used to doing business,
yeah.
and now you want me to sell my customer on the fact that I'm worth something and you need to pay me. That was a mindset
some people
couldn't connect.
They didn't make the trip, did they?
They could not make that adjustment. So we lost a few people along the way. And that's going to happen.
And some owners, some companies didn't make
companies
it.
Companies didn't make it either.
A lot of them didn't make it.
And there was, we affectionately refer to some of the people that were out there, some of the agencies, were actually owned by professional people that were not in the travel business. And well, I'm not going to pick on the doctors and lawyers.
It was a way
so
for them to get a cruise and whatever, pick it up. Because you guys have access to a lot of nice a lot of nice trips.
Absolutely.
They call you up and say, hey, we want to take you to wherever and so that you'll go back and sell that to your customers.
Absolutely. And there's nothing like first-hand knowledge of your destination in order to help you sell the product.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it, right?
And I'm sticking right to that one. And I'm going to keep going to those places because I need to know about
it.
But that's kind of what the transition was. So it really went over about, it was almost a 20-year transition now that I think about it. So it happened on the corporate travel, or I call it the business travel side of it first, and then it transitioned within 10 years. It went on to the leisure side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a very tough adjustment. But I guess I take heart in that I really think we've gone well over the hump on this whole transition.
Well, the good news for you guys is that you really were one of the first industries to see what was coming down the pike, to be impacted by how the marketplace has changed in morphing into the digital age.
Yes.
And there are still companies who are where you were 20 years ago.
That's right.
I mean, not companies, but industries. Right now. And
they're
doing the weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth right now. You guys are well on your way to a new direction. Stand by, Bill. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, it's 20 after. Bill Aschinger is our guest, and he's with Opperman Lee Travel out of Midland, Michigan. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. When you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other things you can do there as well. You can listen to thousands of archives and hundreds of articles. I think we probably got over 1,000 articles by now. And all the other things you can do there at our website. I hope you'll check that out. It's free, thanks to the support of our excellent corporate sponsors. And so check that out, jbsba.com. And if I didn't mention it already, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Bill Aschinger is our guest. He's our new friend. He's the owner of Opperman Lee Travel out of Midland, Michigan. And, Bill, your travel agency is a family business, isn't it?
It is.
Tell me about that.
I've been in corporate travel, or I was in corporate travel. I started back in 1980 and did an awful lot of traveling for the different companies that I worked for. And as a corporate traveler, what I did is I went out and convinced companies to consolidate all their business travel with me and with our company. And as such, when I traveled a lot of area, I was gone all the time. And
mm-hmm.
and then the early 90s, I just had kind of made the decision, I got to get off the road. This is just too much. Well, what had happened, there was an agency I was aware of, and consequently we ended up purchasing the Lee Travel was the name of the company that we bought there in
mm-hmm.
Midland. And but one of the provisos on that was I had a long sit-down talk with my wife, and I said, you know, we really enjoy being with each other. Fortunately, we have a great relationship. And I said, I'd like to do this. I've always wanted to own my own business, but I don't want to do this without you. I really want you to be a part of it. My wife has some extremely good strengths. Like, she has an instant ability to sit down and judge and read people, and she's right 98% of the time. And what a valuable asset, especially when you're dealing with people. So I said, honey, if you'll join me with this company, we'll go out and we'll have some fun, but I think we can do some really good things.
But you also, two of your children work in the business.
And a little bit later on, in the corporate travel, my early years, I got one of my daughters involved in the business, and she's grown up, basically in travel.
Mm-hmm.
And so she joined us right away. I said, you know, that she would be a wonderful addition to our staff. And then, as it turned out, my oldest daughter, she's a techie. She likes
she's
the computer.
Geek.
Oh yeah. She
well, you need those different talents. Don't
it is, and she can make book an airline reservation, believe it or not. But that is not her background. It is when we've got computers and we've got telephones and all the communication things that I really don't know that much about them,
but
you've got to have those people.
But it's critical to your business.
Absolutely, especially now. Websites? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
You've got to have people that understand these things, can talk the lingo.
Right.
And
speaking of website, what is yours?
Ours is www.oltonline.com.
OLT Online.
Right. Stands for Opperman Lee Travel, but
right.
It's OLTonline.com.
.com, okay.
And we have another one that's interesting, too. We kind of got a... And we cut a new part of our business called 888 Golf Travel. And that's our website, is www.888golftravel.com. And in the state of Michigan, we have some just outstanding golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a passion of mine. I love to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided we'd make a business out of it. And so we just developed that. And this is our first year of doing that.
So what now? What's the angle?
Angle is that there's a lot of golf courses up in there that, and they really need play. We've got to drive some customers up their way. And the angle side of it is that we can put together some pretty good packages up in those areas. You don't have to stay overnight.
Right.
Just go up there and play golf and get unlimited golf for a great price.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts slow, but it's going to start building.
Well, see, the lesson in there for all of us, Bill, is that you guys are seeing all these different opportunities to channel, all these different channels to reach out and touch customers, and you're using websites, you're using different angles and different marketing strategies, different branding strategies, and so your business is a lot more sophisticated than it. Your industry is a lot more sophisticated than it was even 10 years ago, isn't it?
Yes, and
that's all part of this transition that you guys have had to make.
Absolutely. It's all part of it. As we said in the earlier session, that it really started in spades 10 years ago for as far as the transition. And then with the coming of the Internet, and I don't know how many times I've been asked the question, isn't the Internet going to put you out of business? Absolutely no.
Well, it could if you don't react the right
way. Yes, you make a wonderful point there. And if you're not, if you don't embrace the technology,
right.
You're probably going to be toast. And
right.
Basically they taught me how to send and receive emails. That's my knowledge of that part. But that's why I have some people on
right.
the staff that you've got to have that critical knowledge. And then the other part, too, is that, you know, when I started to say we've been asked many times about the Internet putting us out of business and truly embracing it, you know, we're selling travel 24 hours a day, 7 days
right.
a week now.
One of the keys to becoming wealthy is to make money while you sleep.
And what a wonderful thing to know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, here's 10 years ago, 20 years ago, your industry started changing. It looked really ugly, but the result has been that you guys are stronger and more diversified than ever before. And so by reacting to it positively, you guys have made something good out of the changes.
We have, and I don't think profit's a bad thing to say on the station,
nope,
is it?
It's not.
Hopefully we all embrace that. And
yeah.
I think you'll find that most of the travel agencies today will tell you, if they're dead honest, that they're making more money today than
right.
they were before this whole thing started.
Absolutely. Folks, that's a lesson for all of us. Bill Ashinger, thank you for being here today. Good job.
Thanks.
We enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again later today. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Linda Raymer. She's with TravelLink out of Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to see what she has to say about all this. That's coming up right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Turn around and see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.